Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Tes. We're going to begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis at the end of the second wide line. We learnt in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, Maspidim by Hespet Shel Rabim, that we could, in a shul, make a Hespet Shel Rabim. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami Hespet the Rabim. Exactly what is a Hespet the Rabim? Machi Rav Chizda Kagan Hespet the Koybe Rav Sheshus. Rashi explains that what Rav Chizda was saying was if there's someone from Rav Sheshus' family who passes away, that's called a Hesped Rabim, and that kind of Hesped could take place in a shul. Machi Rav Sheshus, and Rav Sheshus said, Kigoyen Hesked the Koy Boy Rav Chizda, a Hesped that affects Rav Chizda's family. So many Mepharshim are bothered with Rashi's approach to the understanding of the Gemara. Rav Chizda is speaking that there should be something happening in Rav Sheshus's family. Rav Sheshus is saying something should happen in Rav Chizda's family. We know there's a concept of Tiftach Pel Sotan. We don't speak bad hope, even as an example. So they explain what Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshus were meaning. What Rav Chizda was saying was a hesped which Rav Sheshus attends. Not that it has anything to do with his family. Just a hesped that he attends is already a hesped the Rabbim. And Rav Sheshus said the same thing. If Rav Chizda attends a hesped, it's a hesped the Rabbim. Others say a different pshat, that indeed, if the purpose is to explain Divrei Torah, one can use himself as an example, and it's not considered al tiftach pel sotan. And therefore, Rav Chizda could speak about Rav Sheshus' family this way, and vice versa, even though it's certainly not something pleasant. Says the Gemara, Rafram aspeda lekalosei, Rafram said a hesped for his daughter-in-law, but Knishta, in a shul. Omar, he said, Mishum yokru the di, or the misa, because of the honor for me, who's our father-in-law, and for this person who passed away, also kula alma, there will be a large gathering, and this hesped could be said in shul. The Beis Yosef, based on this Gemara, says, from here we see that a hesped, even for a woman who didn't learn the Torah, for a choshva woman, is said in shul. In fact, the Torah Tumima says, why does the Beis Yosef need our Gemara? There's a pasuk in the Torah. For Yav Avram, lispoid l'sara, or l'fkaisa. Avram said a hesped on Sara. So I saw a number of answers to that question. One is, that was before Matan Torah. So there are different rules. Another Torah, something that we learned in this Masechta, the pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Kol HaShem Alecha Sara, Shema B'Kayla, that Sara was even in a higher level of Nevi'is than Avram Avinu. So certainly, for Sara, a hesped should be said. But how do we know a woman that's not of that stature? And the third Torah, a very powerful Torah. A husband for a wife always says a hesped. Because when a husband Nebuch loses a wife, it's a terrible loss. But how to know the other people who don't have that special relationship also say a hesped? That's the proof from our Gemara, where it wasn't a husband saying a hesped, yet a hesped was still said. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira asped lehu merabonim bei knishta. Rav Zeira said a hesped for one of the rabbonim in the shul. Ami imishum yukra didi. Either it's considered a hesped the rabbin because I'm the one saying the hesped, imishum yukra the day the mesa, or because the person who passed away was a very special person. Either reason alone is enough that it should be considered a hesped the rabbin, because also kulama, a large group, will come to hear this hesped. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish sapta lehut suvim rabbonim. Rish Lakish said a hesped for this Talmud Chacham that shchich ba'arad Yisrael, that used to frequent Eretz Yisrael, that have a tani hilchasa b'chavdal churta, that he used to learn in 24 rolls of Talmidim. So some Rishonim, but it's a difficult pshat, say that he said a shir to a group of 24 rolls of Talmidim. Most Mepharshim say that he sat amongst 24 rolls of Talmidim, but he was one of the Talmidim there. Others say pshat is that he said the hesped in front of 24 rolls of people. And he said, as a hesped on this person, Vai chasrud Eretz Yisrael, how terrible is it that Eretz Yisrael has lost Gavir Rabbi, such a great person. Says the Gemara, Hahu, there was an individual, Davatani Hilchus Safra v'Safri v'Tesefta. He learned all of these svarim, v'Shachav, and he passed away. Also for Amalei Rav Nachman, they came and they reported to Rav Nachman that he passed away, and they told him, Lispidei Mar, you should say a hesper on him. Omer. So he said, Heichen Nispedei. What exactly do you want me to say? Do you want me to say, Haitzanam the Malah, Sifri the Chaser? This full, this person who's full of Svarim. All he did was just fill himself up, but he never really understood that well what he learned. Machloik is what that means. He learned, but he never really tried to understand. Or he learned, but he never went to a Rebbe to really explain to him what the Gemara is all about, to get the real understanding. So there's nothing nice to say about him. And that's why Rav Nachman refused to say a hesped. So they made the following comment. Tochazi mein tekifid arad Yisrael lechsidid abovel. Let's look at this different. You have people, Eretz Yisrael, Rish Lakish was from Eretz Yisrael, he was considered a somewhat of a tough person. Some of Rashi say he just was a tougher individual. Others say, Rashi explains, the Gemara says in Masechet Yuma that Rav Zeira, the Rish Lakish, would never speak in the street with someone he didn't know. The Gemara says that Rav Bar Vachana once approached Rish Lakish and he didn't speak to him. Why? Because Rish Lakish was concerned that if we saw him speaking to someone, we would say he must be a very great individual, and people may lend him money without even having witnesses. So because of that, he didn't just speak to anyone in the street. So he was considered somewhat of a distant person, a tougher person. Yet when it came to say a hesped, and a person just learned a little, he was so warm and effusive in his hesped. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, is considered a very warm individual. The people from Antisro, the people from Bavel, were considered much warmer. And here we had a person that learned so much, just he didn't learn with a Rebbe, or he didn't maybe have the right deep understanding, and he very refused to say a hesped. Let's look at the difference between the people who are supposedly tougher from Eretz Yisrael, the chassidim the Bavel, the people who are considered warmer from Eretz Bavel, yet look who was quicker to say a nice hesped. And the Mefarshim will explain what was Rav Nachman's thinking. Rav Nachman was concerned that he held that even by a hesped, one has to be very careful not to say more or to say something not 100% accurate. And therefore, since he felt that this person hadn't really acted as should be, without ever learning the Gemara properly, he didn't feel comfortable in saying a hesped, and he was concerned he may say something that he's not supposed to. Tanan Hossam. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Dushtamish betag cholof. So Pash Peshat in the Mishnah is that if somebody uses his position of learning Torah for his own personal gain, cholof, he will leave the world. Nadagmar says a different pshat. Tanarish lakish, zam shtamish, b'mi shishoina halachas. It refers to somebody to work for him in menial work, someone who's a Talmud Chacham. The next word the Bach takes out. Vama ula, l'shtamish inish b'man de toni arba. A person could use to work for him somebody who learned four Siddharma Mishnayis, v'loy l'shtamish b'man de masni arba. But now it's somebody who taught those four Siddharim. So there's a number of Pshatim that we have to understand in this Gemara. First of all, the four Siddharim that's being referred to are Noshim, Nezikin, Amayid, and Kachim. Noshim, Nezikin, and Amayid are the Siddharim and Mishnayis most relevant to everyday life. And Kachim, as we've said so many times, learning about the Kabbonis is like bringing the Kabbonis. So Pash Pshat, what the Gemara was saying is that Ula said, if somebody just learned these Mishnayis, with him, he's not considered enough of a Talmud Chacham. Him, you can use to work for you. But somebody who taught those four Siddharim, he's already too much of a Talmud Chacham. You're not allowed to use him to work for you. Others say the difference between Mandatani and Mandamasni. Mandatani is somebody who just learned the Mishnayis. Mandamasni is someone that didn't only learn the Mishnayis, but even learned the Gemara. Now there's another machloik is how to understand this Gemara. Some explain the Gemara that Ulu was saying that if the person only learned these four Siddharim, or they learned them without Gemara, you're allowed to use them. Whereas if he learned the Gemara or taught, you're not allowed to use them. Others say that Ulu is agreeing that even someone who just learned the four Siddharim should not be used. He's just saying like this, you have two individuals in front of you. One learned them, the four Siddharim, but didn't teach them. And one even taught them, and now you need to use one of those two people as a worker. It's preferable to use the one that only learned them and then teach him, because he's a lesser Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, Kihad Rish Lakish have Ozab Urcha. Rish Lakish was traveling on the road. Murka Mata Urcha de Maya. And he came against along a place that there was a water. Asahu Gavra. So a person came. Akve Akasve. He put Rish Lakish on his shoulders. The Kamavale. And he was carrying him over the water. Amale Karis. So he said, did you ever learn Tanakh? Amale Karina. Yes. Tanina Abisadr Mishnah. And Tanis, did you learn Mishnayis? She said, Tanina Abisadr Mishnah. I learned the four Siddharim that we just discussed. Amalei, so Rish Lakish told him, Psat l'cha abituna, you're a person that carved out for yourself four mountains. You learned all this Torah. The Ta'anper Gesh Lakish HaKasvech, and now I'm letting you carry me on your shoulders? Shadi Balakish V'maya, throw me into the water. I don't want you carrying me. Amalei Nichali, the Shmina Lamar, are you preferred? Would you like to learn something from me? Learn from me this halacha. Dom Rav Zera, B'nai Yisrael, Chmira Atzmon, Jewish women are machmer, Shafil Roy's Tipas Dam Kachado, Yosh Vesalov Shiv Nakim. That even if they see a drop of blood, they sit Zayin Nakim. So just let's first explain this list, halacha, and then we'll try to understand what's happening in the Gemara. This halacha, as we've said many times, Midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. During the 7 days she's a nida, she sees any dam, she has to wait 7 days. But Midaraisa, and I stress Midaraisa, she doesn't have to, they don't have to be clean. And at the end of the 7 days, if she's no longer having any rias, she goes to the mikveh and she's fine. Then begins a cycle of 11 days. During those 11 days, if she sees dam for one or two consecutive days, she's over katana. She has to wait for one clean day and go to the mikvah. If she sees for three consecutive days, she's over gadol and she has to wait zayin nakiyim. Because to avoid confusion, Rav Zera says, Jewish women started being makvah that any time they saw any dam, they right away considered themselves as over gadol and they wait zayin nakiyim. That's what he taught him. And like Tosfos explains, what's the basis? Because Midaraisa, we see that one Re'iyah does make a difference. When, let's say a woman's in the middle of a 7 clean days, as a Zava, and she has one Re'iyah, so it breaks the Zayin Nakiyim, that's why that Chumrah was instituted. This Halacha, Rish Lakish taught to this person carrying him. What was his purpose in doing that? His purpose was turning him into a Talmud. And even though we're learning now that a Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to use a Talmud Chacham to work for you, a Talmud you are allowed to use, and that's why he wanted him to be his Talmud, and he taught him this din. Others explain, Rav Zera was saying to him, you are allowed to carry me. Why? Because you're a person that only learned Mishnayis, going back to what we said a moment ago. And since you only learned Mishnayis, you're not considered a Talmud Chacham that's not allowed to carry. But what am I telling you? What I'm telling you is that what you should do is learn Gemara. I'll teach you some Gemara. And now that you learned Gemara, you're a Talmud Chacham, and nobody could use you to do menial labor. Halacha l'maisa. We have workers that sometimes are Talmid Chachamim. So are we allowed to use them for work or not? So the Paiskim say three heterim. One heter is that if it's not menial work, it's work, but it's not menial, there's no problem. So if you have a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant who's a Talmud Chacham, there's no problem. Those aren't menial positions. Another head that they say is a Talmud. Someone's Talmud is allowed to do work for him. In fact, the Mashal says a very nice proof. He says the word Taga stands for Talmud Gavra Achrina. Someone else's Talmud you're not allowed to use. But your own Talmud, you are allowed to use to do work for you. And a third pshat that the Chidah wants, a third heter that the Chidah wants to suggest is if the person himself is willing to do it, then it's mutter. Although Al Gemara seems to say not like that. Because this person had no problem carrying Rish Lakish, and still Rish Lakish didn't want to let him carry. If I agree to carry, it's no problem. Not that I'm a Talmud Chacham. It shouldn't, why did Rish Lakish have an issue? Says the Gemara Vaita. Tanan Bel, you are very famous Gemara. Karashana halachas, whoever learns halacha, muftach leshu ben oilam haba, will have oilam haba. Shnemar, halichas oilam loy, he'll have altikri halichas ala halachas. Somebody learns halachas will have oilam haba. Who is Eliyahu? So there's machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say he refers to Eliyahu HaNavi. Others say there was a Tana whose name was Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Chafetz Chaim asks a very fundamental question. He says, we know that Pirkei Avos says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba. Everybody has a shir in olam haba. So what's special about this person who learns halachas? So the Chafetz Chaim says, there's somebody who's called a ben olam haba, and there's somebody who has yesh loy chelek olam haba. Yesh loy chelek olam haba, everybody will have a small shir. You know, there's a difference if you have a house that's a shack, or you have a house that's a mansion. He says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba, but it's a small house. This person who learns halachas will be a ben oilam haba. He'll have something significant in oilam haba. And what's the connection to the previous Gemara? Because it has to be halacha that's relevant to us. Just like the halacha about women, if they see any amount of dam, they wait zaynikim. It has to be halacha lemaisa, that we have to learn every day something halacha lemaisa, how to act in our life. And the Divrei Shaul, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, says a very deep insight into this Gemara. He says, what the Gemara is teaching us is that by learning halacha, it's not just learning and teaching us what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do regarding areas in halacha. What it does for us, it teaches us how to live. It affects every area and every aspect of our life. And then I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara says that whoever learns halacha will have olam haba. So Mefarshim asked, because the pasuk says, "Al tikri halichos el halachos." Who says Allah Olam Haba? Maybe it means Olam Haza. So I say, you're right. Olam Haza, for sure I'll have. What the Gemara means to say is, the person who learns halachas, not only does he have an Olam Haza, his life is a better life, but he'll even have Olam Haba because he's on the way of halacha. He's working and walking towards the right goal of doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, to learn halacha. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gebraisa, V'vatlan tamatara latsos ameis, even one's learning should stop his learning for levaya or lechnasas kala. What exactly lechnasas kala means is machlokes. Some say it means the chuppah. Some say it means the bedekin. Amar lav Arab Yehuda bar Eloi shemivatel talmud Torah. He used to stop his learning letzos ames lechnasas kala. Says the Gemara, the medvar amurim. When was this said? B'she'en sham kol tzorchoi. When there aren't enough people taking care of the person who passed away. Avayesham called Tzorchoi, if there's already enough people taking care of it, ain't Mevatl, then we aren't Mevatl Talmud Torah. Ask the Gemara Kama called Tzorchoi, what is considered the amount of people that have to take care? Omer Rav Shmuel bar Unya Mishmei the Rav, Trace Alpha Gavri, 12,000 men, Vishita Alpha Shufri. And on top of that, 6,000 people blowing shofar. They used to blow shofar by a levaya to express their sorrow. What's the number 12,000? Because we find, the Mefarshim explained, that when Klai Yisrael went to Mechama in Midyon, there were 12,000 men. For Lo Nifka Mimenu Ish, the Malach HaMavis couldn't prevail over them. For Amalei, others say you don't need 18,000 people. Trei Eser Galvri, you only need 12. And amongst those 12, Uminayu Shita Alva Shufri. You should have 6,000 people blowing shofar. Ula Amr, Ula says you need to have the amount of people going to Chaitzi Gavri Mivula Tzikra. From the city of Avula, from the city until the basic forest, there should people be lined up. Rav Sheshis Amr, Kich Nisinosoi Kach Nitilosoi. The way the Torah was given, that's the way the Torah is removed. Every person is a piece of Torah. Every person who learns Torah. Man and Sinasa, just like the Torah was given, B'shishim Ribua, with 600,000 people, Af Nutilasa B'shishim Ribua, when it's taken from us, there have to be 600,000 people by the Levayim. Says the Gemara, Han Mili Lamanda Karvitani. That's only to a person that learned Tanakh and learned Mishnais. Av Lamanda Masni, somebody who either taught to Pshatim or learned Gemara, Leshura, everybody has to come. So Al Gemara is saying something extremely powerful, that for every Levaya, you have to have all of these people, if this type of person. And the Ramah, in fact, says that every Jew is considered a person at least Kari Vitani, because there's Mekayim Mitzvahs. And Tosfos, goes a step further. He says that the discussion now, Gemara, is only regarding, do you have to stop to learn to go to the Levaya? But regarding stopping to work, for anybody of any stature, you have to stop to work. So now, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote to Rav Moshe a question. There are unfortunately many Levayas, and we don't attend the Levayas. Especially people who are working. Taisha says that you certainly have to attend. What's the reason? And Rav Moshe actually tells Rav Shlomo Zalman that he tries to avoid finding out about Levayas, because based on our Gemara, if you know about a Levaya, you have to go. Others say, Rav Shlomo Zalman says something which I have a hard time understanding. He says, since Levayas don't begin on time, funerals don't begin on time, so you have to go to the funeral, but you don't have to sit there waiting. So that's why he doesn't go to funerals. So go late, when the funeral already began. But I was thinking, maybe Pshat, Taisus asks Akasha. Taisus says, there's a Gemara Masechta Derech Eretz, that Rabbi Akiva was once going on the way, and he found a Meis Mitzvah, and he carried the Meis Mitzvah for four parsa, and his Rebbeim, Rabbi Elezer and Yeshua were upset. They said that for every step you were Mevatel Torah. So Titus says, why? Here we say, it's like you killed someone. So Titus asks, Al Gemara says, Mevatel Talmud Torah. So Titus says, what they were upset about was, because Alok is a Meis Mitzvah, was supposed to be buried where he died, and they were upset that why didn't you bury him right there? But other Rishonim say, there's another concept. There's a concept of Shimush Talmid Chachamim. Yes, one has to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Levaya. But if somebody's being Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, he's learning in a shir, he's learning with others, then he doesn't have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. So perhaps that's one of the Heterim from people that in Yeshiva that don't go to Levaya, doesn't answer anyone else. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochi Omer. Let's see how beloved Klai Yisrael are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol makom shegalu, wherever they're in Gol, Shechina imam. Gol and Mitzrayim, they were taken to Mitzrayim, Shechina imam, the Shechina was with them. Shenema ha-nigla negleisi lebeis avicha, didn't I reveal myself to your father, b'yosim Mitzrayim. Gol lebovel, Shechina imam, the Shechina's with them. Shenema lemanchem shulachti bavola, because of you I'm in bavol. When Klai Yisrael will Mitzvah Shem be redeemed, Shechina Imam, the Shechina will go with them. Shenemar, v'shav Hashem lehecha eshevoscha. V'heishiv lo yinem, it doesn't mean that just HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us, el v'shav. Melamed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imayen ben ha-golis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back with us from the Golis because he's with us. So the first man asks, Shvitzah Hashem lehnegdi samid. Wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. What's unique what the Gemara is teaching us? So the Gemara, in Yaakov explains that there's a special level of Gilui Shechina, that's a higher level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, that comes with us to Golus to prevent us from becoming assimilated with everyone else. Ask the Gemara, B'Bavel Heicha, where in Bavel actually is the Shechina? Amar Abaye B'Bei Knishta the Hutzal, in the Shul and Hutzal, or B'Bei Knishta the Shav V'Yosef Ben Adob. So there's a number of pshatim in the Shav V'Yosef. Some say that was the name of the shul. Others say what it means is shav. The first the shul was demolished, the Yosef, and it was rebuilt. And another pshat given by the Rishonim was that shul was built with earth from the Beis HaMikdash. And the condition was that when Mashiach comes, they're going to take it back to Eretz Yisrael. There's a shul in Prague, the Altanoi shul, also has stones from, I don't know, the Beis HaMikdash or the Kaisel, also would made Altanai with that condition. The Chasam Sofer says, how can you take stones from the Beis HaMikdash to build a shul in Chutz Laretz? So Chasam Sofer says, the Pasuk says, Ubo bo pritzim v'chilalua. After the Goyim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash v'chilalua, it lost its status, and that's why you're allowed to take the stones. Ramosha disagrees. Ramosha says they didn't take stones from the Beis HaMikdash. Ramosha says they took stones from Eretz Yisrael to build these shuls, but not from the Beis HaMikdash. Don't say that the Shechina is in both places. Rather, Zimnan Hocha v'Zimnan Hocha. Sometimes it's in this shul, and sometimes in that shul. Amar Abaye, Taisali, like we explained yesterday, I should have Siyat D'Shmaya, the Kimarich Nekna Parsa. If I'm a Parsa away from the shul, I Lino Mitzlina Hossam. I'm careful to go down in those shul. Says the Gemara, Avo D'Shmu V'Levi have Yasv V'Knisht D'Shof V'Yosv V'Nador. They were once sitting in this shul, Ashi Shechina, and the Shekhinah came. Shama kol regiksh, and they heard like the Shekhinah was making noise, as if it was agitated. And like the Yaivitz explains, because perhaps they weren't acting 100% proper in the shul. Kam v'nafku, so they left the shul. Rav Sheshes, have a Yosef Beknish, the Shof Yosef ben Adar, he was in that shul. Osi Shekhinah, the Shekhinah came v'loi nafik. Osi Melacha Esharos, v'kam v'asalei, they were threatening him. How do you not leave the shul? Amr Fonov. So Rav Sheshes said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Olav, v'she'ena Olav, mi nitcha b'tnei mi. I'm a lowly person. And especially because he was blind. So are you going to make me leave the shul, which is so hard for me to do? Amul HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Malachim, shefku, let him stay there. Says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ve'elem lemigdash ma'at. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ele batu knesiyus batu medrashah shebebovel. This refers to the shuls in Bovel. V'amar Rav Elazar, I'm a zera beis rabbeinu shebovel. It's Rav's home in Bovel where so much Torah was taught. Darash Rav, Maidik Siv, Hashem, Pasuk in Tehillim, Man atayisalanu l'dor v'dor. All generations you will remain with us. Ele bet knesiyus bat medrashah. That refers to the shuls. Amar Abayim. Says Abayim. Reish haber grisina v'beisa. I used to first learn at home. Umetzilna v'bei knishta. And Davin in the shul. Kivin the shemes l'had to come with David. After I heard what David said. Hashem ahafti m'ayim b'secha. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the shul. Haber grisina v'bei knishta. I began to learn in shul. So Masha says, what did he learn? This pasuk is not new. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So he says what he learned was, what does Ma'oim Be'secha mean? Once he understood that Ma'oim Be'secha means the shuls, so he was careful to learn the shul. And the Torah Yavim discusses that we in the previous shulim discussed that there's a Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. What's the difference? So he says, even if it's a Beis HaKnesses, one is allowed to learn the Beis HaKnesses. Otherwise, he says, not every community had a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. Perhaps in a Ba'is community, there was only one place. Tanya Beleza Kfar Oimer. I see them about the Knesses, about the Midrash Shabbavel, the Shuls and Bavel, ultimately, Sheikvu Be'et Yisrael. Nachlaikus, what does that mean? Does it mean the building? Does it mean the ground? Does it just mean the Ruchnius of it? Shenemar, Ki Kisava Baharim, Ki Karma Ba'yam. Yavoy. Veloid Varen Kavachayim. We make the following Kavachayim. Umat Tav of a Carmel, these mountains, Shleiba El Fishal Luma Torah, they came to Har Sinai because they wanted to learn Torah when the Torah was given. Their reward is that Nikvon Beretz Yisrael, that they will ultimately be established in Eretz Yisrael. But the Knesiyos about the Midrashis, the Shuls, Shekhoyim Umarbitza Mem Torah, Alachs Kam Vakama, will be established in Eretz Yisrael. So, I saw a beautiful word from the Har Tzvi. The Har Tzvi says, "Learn. What do we learn from this Gemara? We learn from this Gemara, Karas HaTayv. You had a shul that people learned in that shul. Since people learned in that shul, it did us, people daven in that shul. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Makah Tayv. And he doesn't let anybody or anything, just the building, go for nothing. So since they gave us a place where to daven and learn, they were ultimately brought to Eretz Yisrael. There's a beautiful mashal. We say in Krishma, Leman Yibu Yumechem Reven Nechem, Al Oritz, that we'll have Arichas Yomim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in Masechta Brachos asks, Tama, the Gemara asks, Ikas Sav Bebavel, that they're old people, even in Bavel. But it says, a Hidden Pasuk says, Al Oritz, in Eretz Yisrael there's Arichas Yomim. So the Gemara answers, these are people that come to Shul early and stay late. So Masha says, what's the Gemara mean? Masha says, beautiful pshat. Our Gemara just taught us that the shuls in Bavel, in Chutz Laretz, will ultimately be transplanted in Eretz Yisrael. So if you have a Jew who's sitting in shul in Chutz Laretz, he's not in Chutz Laretz. He's in Eretz Yisrael. A shul in Chutz Laretz is a shtick Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he could have a Riches Yom even though he's in Chutz Laretz. Darsh Bar Kapara, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lom Tarat Taharim Gavnunim. Yot Sabaskov Omer Lahem. The Baskal came out of these mountains. Lom Tertz Im Sinai. They wanted the Torah should be given on them. Kulchem Bali Mum et them Etzel Sinai. Compared to Har Sinai, you have blemishes. Ksiv Hocha, how do we know that they have blemishes? Ksiv Hocha, it says here regarding these mountains, Gavnunim. The Ksiv Hossam, when the Torah lists the Mumim of an animal, a given Oidak. Amravashi, Shmamina Haiman Diyor, someone who is arrogant, Balmum, who is considered Balmum, these mountains were arrogant that they said that the Torah should be given on them. So the Emri Emes has a very sharp thought. He says, if what's proper is to be low, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have better given the Torah not even on Har Sinai. He should give it on a valley, on a plain. So he says, for somebody who has nothing to be arrogant about, and not being arrogant, that's no big deal. Somebody who has what to be arrogant, he is a mountain, he is a Har Sinai, and he's still not arrogant, that's called a Nevis. The Mashiach Chochma says a very interesting vart. He says, the Gemara, well, Mitzvah, we're in the Gemara, Mesechta Zvachim, Menachos, discusses different disqualifications that an animal can have that it should not be brought in the Mizbeach. Yet the Gemara says, even with those disqualifications, if someone is accidentally magdish those animals, the Kedusha is effective. Then you have to redeem it. He says, but on a Baal Mum, even if you accidentally are magdish a Baal Mum, the Kedusha is not chal. Why? Because a Baal Mum is considered the highest level of disqualification. He says, that's what the Gemara is saying. Saying not only is arrogance bad, but arrogance is a Baal Mum. The highest level of disqualification one can have is being arrogant. Says the Gemara, in Eisen Eisen Kefandria, we're not allowed to make a shul into a shortcut. My Kefandria, what does that mean? Amarava Kefandria Kishma, as the name implies. My Kishma, command Amar Adam Fikna Adri El Baha. Instead of going around the shul, I go through it. Amaravu, however it says Ravu, Imha Yishvim Yikara, if originally this was had a path there, and then a shul was built there, then mutter. You can walk there. Amrav Nachman, if you went into the shul and it wasn't your intention to make it into a shortcut, then you could use it as a shortcut. If somebody went into the shul with the intention of davening, he can make it into a shortcut. They used to enter on the north side, they went down on the south side. So Mefarshim asks, what's Rav Huna adding? Rav Chabam Rav Huna says, so two terutzim. One terutz is that a shul that has two entrances and exits, there's a mitzvah to use different entrance and exit, one for coming and one for going. One pshat. Another pshat is that if you come to the shul, even if you had intention to make it as a shortcut, but you also intended to daven, and you daven, then l'chatchila you could use it as a shortcut. There's a machlaikis hapoiskim. Yesterday we discussed the Gemara, that let's say we need to call somebody out of shul, what can you do? Walk into shul and say a pasuk, or say a halacha, and then can you call him. What's going to be the halacha if somebody needs to make a shul in a shortcut? Will that be also permissible? Walk into shul, sit down, say a halacha, say a pasuk, and then use it as a shortcut. The Mishnah Berurah says yes, Dar Sameach says not. Says Dar Sameach, why here are we machmer versus the previous Gemara? He says, there are two concepts. There's a concept that you're not allowed to use a shul for mundane purpose. So how do you overcome that problem? By using it for not, by davening, learning, whatever. But then there's a concept of not treating the shul disrespectfully. Using a shul as a shortcut is disrespectful. And just saying a pasuk or a halacha doesn't make it respectful. There's an interesting shaila from the Tzitz Eliezer. Does this apply to Ezra's Noshim also? He says it does apply to Ezra's Noshim. He asks, what's going to be the halacha? Let's say first there was a shul. First was a shortcut. First you had an office, and then they built a shul right outside your office. So could you continue going to the office through the shul? He says, preferably not, because since you'll be doing it every time you go to the office, it's certainly a sign of disrespect on a constant basis. Says the Gemara, all about Savim, La Yitlash, Mibnei Agnus Nefesh. In the shul that's no longer used, grass grew, you shouldn't cut them because it'll make Agnus Nefesh. Ask the Gemara, Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, and you tell Shemachli, you're not allowed to cut them to eat. Avatalishim and Neach, you are allowed to cut them and leave them there. And says the Gemara, Kitana Nami Masnison, Tayl Shemachl. The Mishnah meant you could cut them and not use them to eat, but you have to leave them there. Turn up on them. Beis HaKfaris, a cemetery, Eino Agim B'Kalas Roish. We can't act frivolously there. Eimar Ma'Behema, we can't use it to take animals to pasture. They malichim ba masamayim. We don't make a river or a well. They malachim ba savim. We don't cut the grass for food. From liket, if you did, saw from the mekaimim. Mnei kfoir amesim. Ask the Gemara. Ahai. When we said there's a concept of covered mess regarding what are we referring? Ilay ma'seifa. Are we referring to the last case? Ask the Gemara. Kim shesaw from mekaimim. If we burn them, so it's obvious that we're not using it for our own purpose. So what's the issue of covered mason? Says Mike Fai Masonmaker, where's the concern? Says the Gemara's going on the ratio. The ratio says that we have to act with the proper derech eretz and the basic kfaris. Why? Because kfar hamason. Tosfos draws a distinction between trees growing in a basic kfaris and grass growing in a basic kfaris. He says trees that grow in a basic kfaris can be used for shade, or the fruit that grows from those trees may be eaten versus the grass that we said cannot be. We know that there are four parashas. Parashas Shkolim, Parashas Zohar, Parashas Parah, and Parashas Achoidish. We're going to be discussing those halachas now. Says the Mishnah, Rish Chodesh Ad Shechali is Shabbos. If Rish Chodesh Abbas falls on Shabbos, Koyim Parashas Shkolim. We read on that Shabbos Parashas Shkolim. Chali is Patek Shabbos. If Rish Chodesh is during the week, Magdim L'Shaover. We read Parashas Shkolim is the Shabbos before. And if that will be the case, Mafsik l'Shabbos Acheres, there's a week that we don't read any. Then the next one is Bishni Zachor. The next Shabbos is Parsha Zachor, which speaks about Zachar Shasal Chah Molek. And we're careful to read it the Shabbos before Purim, because as the Yerushalmi explains, Haman was from Zerah Molek. Bishlish is Parah Aduma. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though the Parah Aduma was really brought after Rish Chodesh Nisan, we want to get people to become Tor in time for Pesach. Bervius, we read Achodesh Zelachem. Why we read Achodesh Zelachem? Either because it speaks about Pesach and Pesach is coming, or Achodesh Zelachem is the parasha that speaks about Rosh Chodesh, and it's speaking about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so at least once a year we should speak about it. The Chamish is afterwards Chayzim Kesidron. We go back to the regular order. The Chom Afsikin, for any purpose, even if it's the day we're supposed to read the Torah, but if it's a Rosh Chodesh, or it's a Chanukah, or it's a Purim, it's a Tainus, or Mamadus, we spoke many times, or Yom Kippur, we go back to we read the special reading, not the Kriyas Torah of that week. Tosfos asks, why does the Mishnah have to single out Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is like every other Yontif. Why do we have to single it out? So Tosfos answers, since Yom Kippur we read the Torah not only in the morning, we also read in the afternoon. So one would think, you know, one will read a special reading for Yom Kippur and by Mincha. But let's say Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, so we should read the regular Parashas HaShavua. Teaches us the Mishnah that both by Shachris and Musa we read special Yom Kippur Kriya. Another pshat, since Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabboson, so we think it should have a Parsha like Shabbos does. Teaches us the Mishnah that even though it's called Shabbos Shabboson, it has a special reading, not a Parashas HaShavua. Tanan Hosam, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned it earlier, and we learned it with Sakta Shkolim. Ba'achav Adam, Meshmim al Shkolim. On Rish Chodesh Adar, we announced that people should start bringing the new Shkolim, Vala Kloim. And we announced that people should watch if there's any Kloim, if there's anything growing in the field that's a mixture. Says the Gemara, Bishlamad al Kloim, there's Manzrihi. Like Tosfos explains, that's when the new growth starts to sprout, so we could see if there's Kloim. So that's the time to tell people, look if you have any klayim. However, ask the Gemara, al shkolim anolon. How do we know, this is the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, that every year new shkolim have to be brought on Rish Chodesh Nisan, and therefore on Rish Chodesh Adar, we start making this announcement. Amrav Tevi, Amrav Yoshia, the Amakra, Zois, Oilis Chodesh Bechatcha, Amrav Tayr, the Tayr teaches us, Chadesh, Vavei, Karbim, Etrum, Chadasha. Every year we have to start bringing the carbon Sibur from the new Shkolim. The Kim, the Nosim Baya Krivi, and since this has to take place on Rish Chodesh Nisim Baya Krivi Metrum Chadasha, that's why Kadmin the Karina Becheba Adar. We start making the announcement on Rish Chodesh Adar, the time for the new Shkolim is here. Kehecha the Leis L'Shkolim L'Migdash. In order they should be the new Shkolim to the base of Migdash. Ask the Gemara, command, according to whom does this go? The Leik Rav Shimon Gamliel. It doesn't go with what Rav Shimon Gamliel. Could the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Homer, Shtei Shabbosos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the amount of time we always give warning is 2 weeks. The Tanya. The Gemara teaches us. Shoyalim behilchas ha-Pesach, Kodin LePesach Shloshim Yoyim. 30 days before Pesach, so we have to start learning Hilchos Pesach. That's what the Rabbanon hold. How do they know that? Because the Gemara says that in Masechet Pesachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu on Pesach Rishon was teaching them the halachas of Pesach Sheni, which is 30 days later. So we see that we have to learn halachas 30 days before. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shtei Shabbos, 2 weeks. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu taught them about Korban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So if according to Rav Shimon Gamliel asked the Gemara, we only learn for 2 weeks, so why if the new coins are brought Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Do we make the announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar? It's too much in advance. It's a month in advance. You only need 2 weeks. Answers the Gemara, I feel Tamer Shem Gamliel. Even according to Shem Gamliel, you need to make the announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Why? Kivin Dom Amar. Because since we learned, Masech Tashkolim, B'chamisha Osoba Shulchanos Yoishim Medina, 15 days in Adar, they already set up tables for people to bring the money, the new shkolim, or b'chavchei yoshim b'migdash, and 25 days in Adar, they already started sitting in the base of Migdash, m'shem shulchanois kadminin v'karinin. So it is 2 weeks in advance. From Rosh Chodesh Adar until when the shulchanos sit, it's 15 days, and that's why even if Shimon Gamliel says it's appropriate to start making the announcement on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Adar. Thank you. Why on 25 days is already they sat in the base of Mikdash? So Mepharshim explained, since we know that every animal used in the Mizbeach needed 4 days of beaker, 4 days of preparation, so by Chavav Adar they already had to have new animals because it's 4 days Rosh Chodesh before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So in Chav Hei, that was when they said now you have to, everybody has to be paid up. My Pashas Shkolim. Exactly what is read for Pashas Shkolim? Rav Amar, the Pashas that we read for Pashas Pinchas, that speaks about Tzaras Pnei Yisrael Matalem is Kabanoi Lakhmi. The Pashas that speaks about the Karmat Tomit. V'Shmuel Amar Kisisa. Pashas Kisisa, where it speaks about bringing the Shkolim. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam L'Mandom Kisisa. According to Mandom, that says Pashas Kisisa is read. Hain the Karli Pashas Shkolim. That's why it's called Pashas Shkolim. The Ksibba Shkolim, because that Pashas speaks about the Shkolim. However, ask the Gemara, El Lamanda Omes Kabani Lachmi, that's the Pashas Shkolim. Ask the Gemara, Midik Shkolim Ksiv Hosam? Does the Torah speak about anything about Shkolim? That should be considered Pashas Shkolim? Says the Gemara, In, yes. Tam Ked Rav Tevi, because it's Rav Tevi explained to us. The Rav Tevi says that the Shkolim speak about are brought to the Korban Tzibur, and that parasha talks about the Korban Tzibur. So now the Gemara goes the other way. Bishlama, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Meshim Dekziv Kabbonis Hossam. The Kabbonis that are brought from the Shkolim are there, and that's why it's called Parasha Shkolim. El Manda Omer Kisisa, according to the Manda Omer that we read Kisisa, the question is, Mik Siv Shkolim? The Torah, when it speaks about Shkolim there, looks Adonim Ksivi. It's used, the Shkolim that were used, that silver was melted and used as the basis for the Krushim around the Mishkan. But that's not the Shkolim that we're speaking about, Pashas Shkolim, that they brought for the Kabbonis. Answers the Gemara to the Tanur of Yosef. That Pashas speaks about Shlosha Trumasim. There was the Mizbeach, the Shkolim that were brought to bring the Kabbonis for the Mizbeach, the animal for the Mizbeach. The Shlosha Adonim was used for the Adonim. The Shabbatic Abayas was brought for the Bedek Abayas. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Mandam Ahai Kisisa. According to Mandam that says Pashas Shkolim is Pashas Kisisa. Hani the Shani Hai Rish Chodesh Mershar Rosh Chodashim. And now Mishnah we learned that Rosh Chodesh Adar we read Pashas Shkolim. So if we say Pashas Shkolim is Pashas Kisisa, so that's a unique kriya for that day. El Mandam Tzavas Kaboni Maishani. Why is it different? This Pasha is the Pasha that we read every Rish Chodesh. Says the Gemara, there is a difference. Shani, there is a difference. Dila Rish Chodeshim, every Rish Chodesh, Kori Shita Binyana Deyoyma. If Rish Chodesh and Shabbos, we read 6 people getting Elias from the Pasha Sashavua, V'chad Bid Rish Chodesh. And one person reads from the Pasha of Rish Chodesh. Vilu Idnu on Shabbos Shkolim, Kula b'drosh chodesh. We read only from this parasha. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, this will make sense. Gemara, we're going to learn tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Leman Dom, let's say the parasha's chayzer. That on parasha shkolim, they didn't read the parasha shavu at all. They only read parasha shkolim. So that's what makes this Rosh Chodesh unique. They were only reading this. El Amanda Omer. Let's say the Huftairus Uchaiser. Then a Pasha Shkalim, we read the Pasha Shavua. It's just different Haftairah that we read. Or Pasha the Yom Karinan, my Shani. So what makes this Rosh Chodesh different than all other Rosh Chodesh? We're back to our question. Answers the Gemara. It is different. Deal Shani, it is different. Deal Rosh Chodeshim, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, Kara. Shita binyana diyoma. Six people are called off from the parsha of Shavua. V'chad kar b'drosh chodesh, and one is called off from the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. V'ilo idna on parsha shkolim kar tlosa binyana diyoma. Three are called off from the parsha of Shavua. V'ava kar b'drosh chodesh, and four are called off from Rosh Chodesh. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh ad shchalis b'shabes karim b'parsha shkolim. We read parsha shkolim maftir b'yoyada koyin. Where it speaks there how he collected money for the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam amandam kisisa hanim maftir b'yoda koin. Because we know that the mafta has to be related to the aftaira. The demolei. Because they're very similar. The ksiv keshus nefashus arkoi. That they collected shkolim. El amandam as kabani lachmi. Where's the similarity? Midomi. And so the Gemara kidev tavi. What are they collected for? For kabanis. So that's the connection. Meisvei. Ask the Gemara. It says in a brisa, Chali is b'pasha smuchala bein b'fenei bein lachreil. If Pasha Shkolim comes out as the same Shabbos or the Shabbos before or after Pasha Kisisa, Karinai sabi kaiflan esai. Because Pasha Kisisa is read this time of the year. So Bishlam levandam Kisisa, according to Mandam and the Pasha Shkolim is Pasha Kisisa, Hainam misram v'hu zimna. It could come out that Pasha Kisisa is read this time of the year. However, ask the Gemara, El Mandam Tzavas Kabani, that's Pashas Pinchas. Nimas Rambu Huzemna. Does it ever come out that in this time of the year we read Pashas Pinchas? Answers the Gemara, yes, it could come out. L'bnei Merava. The Maska, the Rice of Atlas Shimni. They don't read the whole Chamishuchim Shatari in 1 year. It takes them 3 years. Mefarshim, the Rishonim say that they divided every prosek into three, and when we read in a year, they read in 3 years. So if you go with that, it could come out, the Parshas Pinchas could be this time of the year. Tanya Kavosta de Shmuel, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lias B'Shabbos, Koren Kisisa, Parshas Shkolim Parshas Kisisa, Maftirim V'Yoyada HaKayim.